Overview for Joshua. Author, primarily Joshua, Phinehas the high priest, was an eyewitness to the events and may have finished the book. Some commentators suggest that Ezra may have edited it. Time period covered, 1451 BC through 1427 BC. Date written, 1407 BC through 1383 BC. Setting, the conquest and division of the land of Canaan, the geographical territory comprised by today's Israel and Jordan. Prominent characters, Joshua, Rahab, two spies, Achan, Caleb, Phinehas, Eleazar. Key word, inheritance is used 58 times in the book of Joshua. Objective, to detail the history of Israel's taking possession of the promised land. Key verse, within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Joshua 1:11. Comments. The book of Joshua is a multi-purpose book. It continues to record the history of the children of Israel, begun in the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Old Testament, which the Jews call the Torah, meaning law. Also, it is a book of new beginnings, as it demonstrates the faithfulness of God in fulfilling His covenant in settling the tribes into their promised homeland. The book can be separated into 3 main parts. Section 1 records the people entering the land. See chapters 1 through 5. Section 2 describes them conquering the land. See chapters 6 through 12. And section 3 details them dividing and settling the land, including the setting aside of special cities of refuge and cities for the Levites. See chapters 13 through 24. The remainder of the historical books of the Old Testament, Judges through Esther, cover Israel's history inside the land. The book of Joshua begins just after the death of Moses. Joshua, who had distinguished himself as a man of faith and courage, was the successor appointed by God. Joshua had been one of the 12 spies who initially explored the land of Canaan, and with Caleb, he brought back a good report. He demonstrated brilliant military leadership and was a strong influence for God to the children of Israel. This book records Joshua's leadership of the people of God as they concluded their wanderings in the wilderness, conquered the promised land, and divided the land among the various tribes. Many notable events are recorded in this book. The miraculous crossing of the Jordan River, the walls of Jericho falling down, the battle of Ai, and the stoning of Achan, Israel at Ebal and Gerizim, the conquest of the north and south, and the renewal of God's covenant with the children of Israel. As leader of God's chosen people, Joshua was obedient to God and to God's way, and obedience is therefore a theme of this book. Whatever the Israelites set out to do, they were required to trust God and follow His plan implicitly. In this final message to the people, Joshua once more stressed the importance of obedience, telling them, "Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God." See Joshua 23:11, and stating once again his personal purpose, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." See Joshua 24:15. The book of Joshua instructs Christians of every age in how to be victorious soldiers of the Lord and how to claim their rich spiritual inheritance in Jesus Christ. It encourages believers to be strong and courageous as they face their enemies and march forward to claim new territory for the Lord.